Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm reading further into this story about the poor woman that was scammed thinking that she was talking to Brad Pitt. And she did an interview about this, you know, she was just very open and very sad about losing $800,000 to Brad Pitt. They had to take the interview down because she was getting such hate comments and getting harassed, and people found out her phone number and they were calling her and going, loser, and hanging up on her. And
no.
They were like leaving signs in her yard, just completely harassing her, and they had to take down the interview.
Well, she does come off looking like a dummy.
But Okay. Everybody's been a dummy. We've all been a fool. I mean, not for $800,000, but.
Yeah, $800,000. We're not talking 80 bucks here.
I know, but.
There's some dude sitting in Nigeria that's scamming you and sending you these bread. You think you're dating Brad Pitt? She thought she was literally having an affair with Brad Pitt over the internet.
But the thing is, I mean, she's already lost $800,000. Does she really need to like just keep getting kicked in the teeth?
And when you find out that it's fake and you've been scammed, I guess the first instinct is, I don't want this to happen to somebody else. So you want to come forward, but then it backfires. You look like a real idiot.
Well, I mean, but haven't we all been duped about, I know one, like we were told that Drew Barrymore was going to come to an event of ours or whatever. I wasn't, but our promotions team was told that Drew Barrymore. And so they set up a special area for it and all that. It was just some chick named Drew Barrymore.
Look, but she got the red carpet treatment.
There are degrees of duping. Okay, I've been faked out. We've all been faked out.
Yeah.
But not to the tune of
I know.
And that's all the money she had. Now, I feel bad, really bad, when it's somebody like 75, 80 years old that doesn't understand the internet and maybe got on for the first time and got scammed or whatever. Or somebody knocked on their door and scammed them that way. I feel really bad for those people, and they should put these scammers away. But this lady, she's 53, very attractive, was married to a millionaire. You would think that she'd know better. And all she got, according to what you said, Jamie, was $800,000 from her ex-husband.
Right.
That was her settlement. And she gave it all away
to
online.
Brad Pitt, though. Come on.
Thinking Brad Pitt needs the money.
So I
just look up his net worth.
I watched a TikTok video of an elderly woman, and she was at, like, I don't know, Walmart or something, buying gift cards. Because, you know, if they tell you to buy gift cards, it's a scam, right? Because they get away with it, and it's not traceable and all this stuff. And so she was buying it. And then a woman called the police and said, there's a lady here at Walmart buying all these gift cards, and I know it's not right. And she's on the phone with somebody from that's speaking in it with a Nigerian accent. So the cop took the phone, and they started getting a screaming match, and the Nigerian dude was telling the cop to give the phone back to her. It was just a mess. And the lady wouldn't even believe the cop. She's
really?
Like, no. I have to give him this money. I'm going to jail. And he's like, I'm a cop. You're not going to jail.
We don't have anything on you.
But they get in their brain.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a cop standing here telling this 80-year-old lady, I'm not taking you to jail. You're never going to jail. that this is wrong. And so she's like, no, I am. I got to get these gift cards.
I just pictured Nigeria being full of like warehouses full of phone banks.
Yeah, I know.
And everybody in Nigeria is on the phone with somebody in the U.S. trying to scam money.
I agree.
That's what it feels like. They tracked this guy down in Nigeria, and they say he's already moved on to a new scam.
I believe
But I don't think they can do anything to him.
Probably not.
She's not going to get her money back. That money is gone.
I don't know, like, how you find these people, you know, in Nigeria. It's like you said, phone banks and phone banks.
Yeah,
and did you see, like, the? There's one picture where there's, like, 100 different phones that are robocalling. Yeah. Have you seen that picture?
Yeah, I have.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, that's what I pictured, too, over there. And you got to figure, too, that it's not like what we would think, that it's one guy that scammed now he's 800,000. No, it's a cartel. It's run by, you know, major organizations in Nigeria that they get all this money in, and then they pay out these people that are working for them or whatever. It's just, it's a huge business for them.
You know what a good one was, just for common people like me that feel like you have a little bit of common sense? I really liked the scam where they were like trying to sell hats and stuff that said like Broomfield Fire Department. You know? And I was like, ooh, that'd be cute to have a Broomfield Fire Department, you know, sweatshirt. But it was all a scam. I didn't send any money because Broomfield all of a sudden went up and said, we do not sell any of this gear.
We don't have merch.
Yeah.
Department was being scammed?
Yes. Yeah.
Holy cow.
I mean, wouldn't you like to have a Broomfield Fire Department?
Yeah. I feel like I want to get in on a scam.
I will tell you, though, it is true, because one time I had a Burbank Fire Department shirt on that they gave me, and somebody in the grocery store said, what unit are you with? And I'm like, oh, no, they gave this to me. And the guy's like, you're not allowed to wear that. Yeah. I was like, they gave it to me.
Yeah.
I guess it's like coveted wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like their uniform and stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
So I got screamed at in the grocery store.
Beware, man. I swear, I think... I probably, and you probably do too, Jamie, I get probably a scam, somebody phishing every single day.
Every single day,
if Scam Likely calls me once, he calls me 50 times a day. It's every day.
I know, but sometimes I feel popular, you know. Like when I'm getting my nails done, my phone keeps going off. I'm like, I'm super popular.
It's the only time I get calls.
Just beware, man.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.